me to a few women to whom I wish all good things well. The principal woman of these was one named Alice, who weighed approximately 258 pounds. Her fee for love was $2, but she did not collect this fee if love was made satisfactorily, and she often loaned me money to get a can of beans or something else in order that I might fight or box or attempt to box or attempt to fight in northern Michigan. She was a very beautiful girl in spite of her weight, and I love her dearly still. I never had the good fortune to know Miss Matahari, since at the time that she was such important, I was a simple lieutenant, and she was consorting with general officers and cabinet ministers. However, one night, I fucked her very well. Although I found her to be rather heavy around the hips, and to have more desire for what was done to her than what she was giving to the man gave her. After the war, I worked in three whorehouses, which were located in Billings, Montana, Red Lodge, Montana, and Cody, Wyoming. I was young at the time and trying to write, and it was difficult to preserve the balance between trying to write and working in a whorehouse where every Saturday night you broke your hand. In Billings, Montana, I broke my hand every Saturday night due to the influx of local citizenry who lived in the outskirts and came in to have fun, and at the end of it, wished to fight. And I was forced to fight with them and take them outside. This is not a profitable trade. After my hands were broken, and I did not think that I could continue in Billings and continue my writing, I moved to Red Lodge, where we only had to throw people out of the whorehouse on Saturday night, because they were mostly thin and were usually armed with knives, although they were very good people and I liked them very much. In Red Lodge, where I had to fight only on Saturday night, my hands cured quite well and became strong again, or as strong as they could be in a small way, and I then proceeded to Cody, where I had been offered a profitable position, much as my friend, the millonario, Roberto Herrera y Sotolongo. The hands were still broken when I left Red Lodge, but by taping them, I could get by at Cody, which is not a very difficult town to bounce in, because the people who come there are well known, and you know their faults, and can hit them as you wish. In Cody, I was quite successful and met many interesting whores, professional whores, and since I did not believe that there were any good girls, and I cared nothing about the idea of them, since I had already abandoned any hope or fear of them. In Cody, we had many interesting fights for those who watched them, but they were not of anything to be broadcasted, nor television, nor put on any form of radioactivity. In Cuba, an island where I live, though I am not a citizen thereof, and do not subscribe to their politics, I am known as for various people. We will mention none of their names. As regards amateur wars, I am known a vast group of them. They are much duller than the professional whores because they are not truly conscious of their métier. Métier is a French phrase which means, in Spanish, oficio, and in American means their trade. I could describe these women for a long time, and it would probably or possibly interest you, my radio audience, but I do not propose to describe them nor to say anything about them until a previous broadcast, which we will hold at another date. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Don Andre, Mr. Zinski, Roberto, Gianfranco, Ms. Mariki, and Dades Paradido, y todo el mundo. Muchas gracias.